Welcome to Radio SIH, dedicated to improving the health and well-being of all people in Southern Illinois. Here's Deborah Howell.
Well, hello and welcome to the show. This is Radio SIH, brought to you by Southern Illinois Healthcare. I'm Deborah Howell. Today we'll be talking about wear and tear on our knee and hip joints with Dr. Brett Miller. Dr. Miller is a board-certified orthopedic surgeon for the Orthopedic Institute of Southern Illinois and is a joint camp surgeon with Heron Hospital. Welcome, Dr. Miller.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. Our joints, they are so, so important to us, and we're so dependent on them, so that when our joints are causing us pain, we can be pretty miserable. Let's start with a definition. What are our joints made of?
Well, if you really think about it, they're comprised of bone and cartilage. The bone part of our structure basically ends in a cartilage cap. And the two cartilage caps from two different bones are what make the two mobile sections of the joint. So in the knee, you have the tibia coming up and the femur coming down, and then they are covered with cartilage caps, and that keeps the wear to a minimum. If we had bone on bone, then that would be, you know, a problem all along. But the cartilage is very smooth, and it allows the joint to move without wear.
What about the fluid? Is that considered part of our joints?
It is. The joints are contained. There is a capsule or a lining that basically creates somewhat of a potential sac or a space. And that space is filled with synovial fluid. And the synovial fluid has several different roles to play. It acts as a lubricant, and it also nourishes the cartilage. The cartilage doesn't have a blood supply. The bone does, but the cartilage doesn't. And the synovial fluid provides nutrition for the cartilage.
Interesting. What kind of functions do our joints perform for us?
Primarily that of motion. They allow us to have mobility with our extremities. They do provide support, as when we stand, we are standing on our knee joints. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they actually break the segment into pieces so that we can function in a more fluid manner. If we tried to walk around with a stiff extremity from our hip all the way down to our ankle, one could see how that might be a more difficult process than being able to function in a way that our knee breaks at the center of our stride, allowing us a more fluid gait.
Sort of walking on stilts would be the alternative.
Correct.
So what causes joint pain, doctor?
Oh, there's a lot of different reasons for joint pain. We can have injuries to the joint. Sometimes infection can cause pain in the joint. Sometimes just an irritation or an inflammation of the joint can cause pain in the joint. Many times we have to separate between the soft tissue around the joint hurting from the actual joint itself being the source of pain. So the tendons and the ligamentous structures around a joint can sometimes be the source of pain. But when we're talking about the joint itself, we're talking about things such as inflammatory conditions, one of which is the wear and tear problem we have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So who is susceptible to joint pain?
The easier question to answer would be, who is not?
Yeah.
all of us are susceptible to that through injury, through aging process naturally. Some of us are more susceptible than others, but joint pain basically is going to probably be something that every living person deals with at one time or another in his life or her life.
Okay, so it's going to affect all of us. So when should we go see a doctor about our joint pain?
Usually I would tell people that low-grade pain of a day or two associated with activity, or especially with new-onset activity, if you're starting on an exercise program or something like that, you're going to have expected some joint pain or irritation and discomfort. But low-grade pain of a few days' duration is not a major problem. If you're having high-grade pain, then that's something that probably ought to be evaluated. Or if you're having even a moderate degree of pain that lasts, you know, more than a several days or a week, those are things that generally it's better to have a physician take a look at.
Sure.
In addition, if there are other findings associated with the pain, if there's extreme swelling, if there's redness, or if you've had an injury such as a penetrating injury or something like that, those ought to be evaluated immediately.
And maybe if you've had previous surgery and suddenly you're experiencing a flare-up.
That too, yes, absolutely, because that can be an indication of something going wrong from the surgical procedure, even if it was done 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
If you've had an artificial joint put in, a knee or a hip, and you have pain in that area where you were not having pain before, that can indicate that there's something going on with that joint, and it probably should be evaluated.
If your antenna are up, you should go see your doctor. Now, do you go to see your regular doctor or just jump right to a specialist? How do you handle it if you have joint pain?
Well, if you've had a situation where you've had surgery on a joint already, you already have that specialist that you have that relationship with, and he's probably going to be the best person to evaluate that.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a first-time situation and it's not extreme, going to your family doctor is very, very reasonable. The family doctor can screen things out, and many times they can tell you if there's, some soft tissue problem or just a strain to the joint, and it doesn't waste your time waiting to see a specialist, and it doesn't create nearly as much anxiety, I don't think, in a lot of patients seeing their family doctor as if they have to go see a specialist.
Mm-hmm.
But if there are concerns or if there's an injury of sort and you have orthopedic surgeons that take direct, appointments, going to see an orthopedic surgeon is not a bad idea. Some orthopedists only see patients by referral, so
sure.
In that situation, you have to go through your family doctor, but many orthopedists do not. We don't. We see patients directly. And so I think you have to kind of look at the degree of severity and how much anxiety and concern you have. And a little lower grade, a family doctor can take care of that and look at it and then move you on if it's necessary.
Okay. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about the benefits of Heron Hospital's joint camp.
Oh, well, that's been a tremendous improvement in our care of total joints over the last few years here in Southern Illinois. Joint camp is a program that has been developed by the Orthopedic Institute and SIH at Heron Hospital to really help patients through the process. There are multiple different benefits, starting from the education process that occurs before the surgery is done, all the way through the way that we do the therapy after the surgery has been done. This is all set up to optimize the patient's knowledge and understanding of what they're going through,
mm-hmm.
As well as maybe even setting up a little friendly competition after the surgery is done. You know, you get to see how other people are doing. You get to see that other people are having a little bit of discomfort and stuff when they're doing their therapy, and that it's not unusual. You're not alone. That other people have done this, other people have done it successfully, and that you have a really good chance of doing very well. You can feel really isolated, I think, when you're going through rehab after
mm-hmm.
a surgical procedure.
Sure.
And this really helps alleviate a lot of that isolation, let you know that there are other people doing it as well.
It's nice to have camaraderie.
No question. We as human beings, I think the loneliness is one of the worst things we have. And if we feel that we're alone through a process, it's a lot harder to go through. And if we see other people that have had a like situation and are doing well or at least sharing in some of what we're going through, that helps us tremendously as human beings.
Time has flown. I have one final question for you, Dr. Miller. I'm going to change my last question because I want to get into this. How important is working with trained rehabilitation therapists after surgery?
Oh, it's immeasurable. The idea is that there's somewhat of a staggered approach. Initially, after we do joints, we really want to work on motion because we do have a window of time where that motion is able to be achieved. And then after we get motion, then we can start working on coordination and strengthening. It doesn't mean we ignore those things early on, but our focus is different. And people that are trained to understand that, trained to intercede when they're seeing that someone's not progressing through the steps in an appropriate manner, is very important. Some people are very lucky. It's very easy. They get their motion back without any problem. They progress well. And in those situations, you know, the specialist or the trained therapist is really there simply to monitor and to cheerlead a little bit. But there are other times when they are essential to achieving good results.
Right. I think they're essential no matter what, even if they're just a cheerleader. Who doesn't need one after surgery?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Dr. Miller, for being on the program today. We really enjoyed having you, and you enlightened us quite a bit about the benefits of Heron Hospital's Joint Camp and how important it is to take care of our joints. That's our show for this week. Please join us again for another edition of Radio SIH. And for more info, you can go to www.sih.net. I'm Deborah Howe. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.